One of the effects of our sin nature is that we are people pleasers. We're in bondage of needing the approval of each other. You and I need the approval of other people around us. We want it. We want that approval. We want to look good, not just physically, but we want to look good in every other area of life. We want people to think highly of us. And because of this need in our lives, we are enslaved to what theologians call the approval game. It doesn't just happen in the world. It happens at church. This need for approval spills over into our Christian lives. You and I want the other people in this room to think that we are good Christians. We want the other people in this room to think we are spiritual. There's a beautiful passage in the Sermon on the Mount that sets us straight. Jesus wants to teach us the truth about true Christian service from the heart. Would you please open your Bibles to the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, and stand with me in honor of the Holy Scriptures. Jesus says this, Matthew 6, 1, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men, to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have the reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites. They love to stand and pray in the synagogue and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to the Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you're praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they may be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have the reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would open your heart and soften your heart and speak to you from this beautiful passage of Scripture? Pray, God, right now, speak to my heart. Expose my sin. Help me to be set free from the sin of my heart. Pray that right now, just between you and the Lord. Would you pray for the other people in this room that God would speak to them in the same way? Now, would you pray for me? I have one job this morning, and that is to tell you what Jesus meant to say. So please help me to do that. Gracious Heavenly Father, speak. Speak to these beautiful people this morning and build them up. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. The word beware is very, very powerful. Beware. When I say the word beware, what do you think of in our contemporary society? Where do we see that word, beware, in our society? Somebody shout it out. That's the one. Beware of dog. Beware of dog. Are you walking up and down the street and you see a sign on someone's gate that says, beware of dog? What does it mean? It means this dog is potentially dangerous. Watch out. And Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, says, beware. Watch out for something. Because Jesus knows that our sinful flesh cries out, wants human recognition. Jesus knows that in our sinful flesh, we crave the praise of other people. So he says, beware. And throughout this chapter, he says, don't do it like this. Do it like this. And he gives three examples: giving, praying, and fasting. Giving, praying, and fasting. Jesus was speaking to the people of his day because the hypocrites did it a certain way. The hypocrites did their giving, praying, and fasting so that, I hope you saw that every single time, so that they would be seen by people. And Jesus noticed that and says, that's not the way it's supposed to be done. Let's look at the first one on giving. It's verse 2. So when you give to the poor, verse 1, beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward for your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Professional fundraisers in our society understand human nature. They understand human nature. The professional fundraisers that raise money for organizations that help people, for nonprofit organizations in this world, they understand human nature. And they understand that if they come up with some way that the donor is recognized, they can give a lot more money. You can see it in some of the hospitals. They raise money for the hospital, and you walk into the new building, and there's this wall, and it names the names of the people that give. And it gives them credit. Now, not all those people are doing it for that reason. Some of those people are doing it because they truly want to help. But the fundraisers understand that if they can give you credit, you'll give more money, because that's human nature. Trinity Baptist, beware. Beware of that. When you, Trinity Baptist, give a generous amount of money, your sinful flesh is going to urge you to make sure you somehow get noticed or get credit for that. Fight against that. Fight against that. That's your sin nature. Jesus says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Do it in secret. And he closes this section with this wonderful encouragement. Our Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. There's something very powerful about God, and that is this. He sees everything. He sees everything. If you have a secret sin, it's not secret. God sees it. God knows your thoughts. There are no secrets with God. God sees it. It doesn't matter that none of us see it. That doesn't matter because God sees it. On the other hand, if you give, and you give out of your heart, and you give generously, and no one else knows, Trinity Baptist Church, the only person that needs to know does know. God sees it. And Jesus says, the Father who sees in secret will reward you. Will reward you. You understand, don't you, that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit living inside your heart, wages war against your sinful flesh. There is a battle going on inside of you if you are a Christian here this morning. It is your sinful flesh that we are all still stuck in for the moment, and the Holy Spirit that lives inside you. There is a battle going on between flesh and spirit. Those two things are opposed to each other. That's what Scripture says in Galatians 5 behind me on the screen. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the thing that you please. Our sinful flesh fights against giving. Brothers and sisters, your sinful flesh that you and I are living in does not want you to give. It wants you to keep your money for yourself. The flesh fights against the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is a giver. God is the ultimate giver. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave. God is a giver. And I promise you this, the Holy Spirit that lives inside your heart is a giver. The flesh fights against giving, Trinity Baptist. It fights against giving. But if it loses that fight, and this is what I want you to see, if there's a battle between flesh and spirit, and if the spirit overcomes and you give, the flesh isn't done fighting yet. The spirit wins and you give sacrificially, the flesh is right there and says, be sure you get credit for it. Give me something, says the sinful flesh. It fights against giving, but it screams out in pure angry rebellion against secret giving. The spiritually mature person gives in secret without caring if anyone is impressed. In fact, the spiritually mature person is not even impressed with themselves when they give. I can relate to that. I can relate to that so much. When I give my money, Trinity Baptist, there is something deep inside of me that wants other Christians to know I gave. My flesh cries out against giving, but it screams against secret giving. But Jesus says, when I give in secret, the Father who sees in secret will reward me. Jesus gives two more examples. The second one is prayer. Let's look at it in verse 5. Verse 5. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room. Close your door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you're praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Our sinful flesh does not want us to pray, Trinity Baptist. The sinful flesh does not want us to pray. Why? There are funner things to do. There are more fun, more entertaining, more relaxing things to do than pray. My sinful flesh wants to watch the game. My sinful flesh wants to watch television. My sinful flesh wants to rent a movie. My sinful flesh wants to go online. Our sinful flesh does not want you to pray. But you do, don't you? You pray. I know you do. You pray, and so do I. You get up early to pray. I know you do. Some of you stay up late to pray. Some of you will pray all night long. Trinity Baptist, beware. Beware of the sinful flesh that wants to be recognized. When you pray, Trinity Baptist, if you get up early and pray, if you stay up late and pray, if you pray all night, do it in secret. Do it in secret. No one needs to know it. Your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. The third one is fasting. Let's take a look. It's verse 16. Jesus says this. Verse 16. Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face, as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. This is a really good example, brothers and sisters. Even today in our Christian culture, fasting is seen as a very, very spiritual activity. If you fast and pray, you are seen as a spiritual person. And when you fast, there is a temptation to make it known. There is a temptation to let it slip out so that someone will know what a prayer warrior you are, so that someone will know what a committed Christian you are. Trinity Baptist, Jesus says, beware of that. When you fast, do it in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This passage is very convicting for me personally, because I have failed at this passage. I have failed at this passage. There have been times when I have given generously to the kingdom of God, and I didn't do it so that other people would notice. I didn't do it to be seen by men. I did it for God. But when I did it, when I gave sacrificially, there was something deep inside of me in the sinful flesh that saw an opportunity to be praised by people. And even though I didn't want to boast about it, it slipped out in conversation. My flesh saw the opportunity and it took it, and out of my words, I didn't even want to admit it to myself, but I boasted about my giving. I have spent long hours in prayer, just like most of you have. And I didn't do it to be seen by men. I didn't do it to be praised. I didn't do it so that you would respect me. I did it because I love God. But my sinful flesh took the opportunity. And my sinful flesh rose up in my sinful mind and said, "Look at you, Dave. Look at how many hours you prayed. You're really something." And my pride puffed me up in self-righteousness, and without even wanting to, I boasted about it. I have fasted. I'm sure less than many of you, but I have done it. I didn't do it to be noticed. I didn't do it to be praised. I didn't do it to get people's approval. But when I did it, my sinful flesh puffed me up and said, "Look at what a great Christian you are. You're fasting." And in self-righteousness, even though I didn't want to do it, I boasted about it. We are by nature people pleasers. But this is not the way it should be, is it? The spiritually mature person serves in secret and rejoices when others get the credit. The spiritually mature person serves in secret and doesn't care whether you're impressed or not, and isn't even impressed with themselves. The spiritually mature person serves in secret and rejoices when others get the credit. You know what I should do? I should work hard here. I should give this everything I have. And if God blesses this church and we grow, I should hope that others get the credit. Philippians 2:3 says this: "Do nothing, nothing, nothing from selfishness or empty conceit." And that includes giving, serving, praying, fasting. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. I've given you a quote from an author, Dallas Willard. Dallas Willard, it's behind me on the screen, and it should be on your notes just like that. If you want to experience the flow of love as never before, the next time you're in a competitive situation, even one where you're serving Christ, the next time you're in a competitive situation, pray that the others around you will be more outstanding, more praised, and more used of God than you. Trinity Baptist, we need to have a relationship with God that is independent of the opinions of others. We need to surrender to Christ as he works to set us free from the desire for approval. The desire for the approval of others will hinder your walk with God. If you are someone who does not seek the approval of men, then you are truly devoted to God. Well, I've talked about me. I've confessed. Now I want to talk about you. And I want to ask you some simple questions. What good deeds do you do? Think about it. What good deeds do you do? What do you do to serve God? Do you pray? Do you give? Do you fast? Do you serve? Do you volunteer? What good deeds do you do? In what ways do you serve our precious Lord Jesus? Let me ask you some questions. They're on your notes. Number one, do you ever feel disappointed when nobody, do I ever feel disappointed when nobody notices my efforts? Do I ever feel disappointed when nobody notices my efforts? Number two, do I ever get upset when someone else gets the credit for my gift, idea, or act of service? Do I ever get upset when someone else gets the credit for my gift, idea, or act of service? Number three, do I ever find myself doing something so someone will notice? Do I ever find myself doing something so someone will notice? Number four, do I ever sulk when my achievements are forgotten or ignored? Do I ever sulk when my achievements are forgotten or ignored? And finally, number five, do I ever get upset when no one says thank you? Do I ever get upset when no one says thank you? I want to challenge you this week, to practice secrecy. Do it this week especially. Practice secrecy this week. I want to challenge you, Trinity Baptist, to pray this week. Pray more than you ever have before. Get up really early. Stay up late. Pray all night. Pray this week. But make absolutely sure no one knows you did it. Make absolutely sure no one knows how much you prayed. Make absolutely sure no one knows how long you prayed. And for this week only, not for the rest of your life, for this week only, when you pray for someone, don't tell them you prayed for them. Just do it. I want to challenge you to fast this week. Maybe you've never done it before. Skip a meal, one meal. And instead of eating, take that time to read the scriptures and pray. This week, brothers and sisters, maybe you've never fasted before. Just take one meal and don't eat. And take that time to spend time in the scriptures and pray, but make absolutely sure no one knows you did it. This week, brothers and sisters, I want to challenge you to give. Maybe the Lord has been touching your heart to make a sacrificial gift. Do it this week. Do it this week. Make that sacrificial gift, but make absolutely sure no one knows who gave the money. This week, brothers and sisters, serve. Serve. God is calling us to serve each other. Amen? Serve. Serve the church somehow. Serve the people of the church. Serve the Lord. Do it sacrificially. Do it for Him. And make sure no one knows you did it. Make sure no one knows you did it. I have one of the most wonderful jobs in all the world. Because sometimes some of you will give or pray or serve, and I'm the only one that gets to see it. There are people in this room that will come during the week, and don't guess who they are, because you will be wrong. You will be wrong. It would surprise you who it is, but they come and they serve. They do something for you and for this church, and they come during the week at a time when I'm the only one that knows they're here, and they make absolutely sure that you don't know they did it. There are people that give, and I don't count the money, so I don't even know. But there are people in this church that give, and they give anonymously, and none of you know who they are. But there's one person who knows, and that's our Heavenly Father. And rest assured that what you do in secret, your Heavenly Father will see, and He will reward you. This week, Trinity Baptist, serve in secret. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd set us free from the approval game. We pray, Heavenly Father, that truly in our hearts, the only person we would want to please is you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.